everybody. Welcome to the 45,000th installment of tonight's council meeting. The mayor won't be here, and I'm sitting in for the mayor. Yes, Mrs. Sloan is in the building. I have a statement to read. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied in that adequate notice of this meeting has been established in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board of the Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Please join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good evening, Ms. Blanchard.
Hello.
We do a roll call?
Yes. Jules?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Foyle?
Here. Tonight there is no correspondence, so we'll go right into following the agenda as printed, and we'll go into the minutes. Need to entertain a motion to set the minutes?
Second.
Second Torres. Is there any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Thank you very much. Tonight we have Shade Tree Commission here, council appearance on a proposed ordinance in Chapter 76 of our code. I apologize, I don't know your name, sir.
Joe Starita.
Joe Starita?
Right.
Mr. Starita, good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Okay, what are we doing here?
I guess I was some in front of the council about the ordinances. We had minor changes in the ordinances, and I see we've got something returned from the attorney. I'm going to bring it up in front of the meeting we have Monday, the 12th, and I'll let the commission know what's going on with that. We had made minor changes, mostly was the fine for cutting down a tree or doing damage to it, causing damage to a tree, was like a $250 fine, which doesn't even cover the cost of a new tree. So we just upped that to $500. That's about the most important issue that was changed.
And the $500 is because of the average cost of a tree is what we're looking at?
Right.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Starita?
Is that just the cost of the tree? Is that also the cost of planting it too?
No, it doesn't even cover the cost of the tree. It barely covers the cost of the tree, but then you have the removal of the old tree. You have stump removal if necessary, and then the cost to have it actually installed.
What would the actual cost be?
It varies from tree to tree, size of the tree, type of tree. This is just a generic. Right. It's not anything specific.
Got a question.
Sure.
In the case that somebody strikes a tree with a vehicle or it's on someone's property and they cut the tree without letting the Shade Tree Commission know, could you go after their insurance? They cover part of that as well?
Well, we did. There was a similar case that happened.
Downtown that had happened.
Right, yes.
And how did that actually work out then with the vehicle?
We got reimbursed from the insurance company.
100%?
Close to it.
And were they fined on top of that as well? Or
no, because it wasn't intentional.
Okay.
All right, it was actually anything intentional, they definitely will be fined $500.
Now, would it be the same case if a resident hits up the tree, damaged the tree on their property?
Yes.
And you would go after their insurance company as
well? As long as it's the Shade Tree. Well, we would go after them.
Okay.
In the event that we wouldn't recover anything from them, we would put a lien on their property.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Torres?
Hi, Mr. Street. What other changes exactly are, because, you know, we're on the, part of the council is a code book subcommittee, and we're kind of reviewing some of the changes. You know, if you could be a little more specific as to what was actually changed. I mean, you have obviously the whole ordinance here, and it was kind of hard to follow the changes that, you know,
okay.
I had to go back and forth.
I don't know if you have, but I can give you this here. This is a copy of
I have this letter and I have this.
Does everybody have the lawyer's name?
I don't have this.
I think they do.
This is the, oh, yeah, this is better like this.
Yes, this is the changes, you should have a copy of that.
I don't have a copy of this.
There you go.
All right, so then, I'll go downstairs later and break and make a copy. That's good, all right, thanks.
The original was in your packet.
I have only this one. Oh, the original of his?
Yes, it's in your packet.
Let's see.
Anything else, Mr. Councilman?
No, that was...
Mr. Street, I have a question.
Sure.
Because I have ignorance to this. A shade tree on a person's property that's in the right of way, that's determined as being a shade tree?
Yes, as long as it's on our inventory.
Okay.
We have a master inventory list of all the trees in the borough.
And my question on that is, in the ordinance, if a homeowner prunes that tree, is that a violation of the ordinance?
Yes, the trees can only be touched by licensed, certified tree experts, where any tree that belongs to the shade tree commission.
So a resident...
If it's your own private tree, resident tree...
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
But the ones that are considered shade trees?
Yeah.
So if it needs to be pruned, does a homeowner contact the commission?
Yes.
And then you'll come out and say yea or nay?
We'll come out, the funds are available, we'll take care of it. We have pretty much satisfied the whole list from previous years, so we're caught up with that. But, yeah, they write us a letter, give us a call. Somehow the word gets to us, and we'll go out, we'll check it, see, you know, some people like to have them removed completely, which we don't do unless it's absolutely necessary.
Right.
But for the most part, we do the trimming.
Okay.
How does a property owner know if the tree is something they can prune legally or not?
They'd have to check with the Shade Tree Commission. We have an inventory list. They'll call us or contact us. We'll tell them if the tree is on the list. And usually it's done in writing. We'll let them know if they can prune it themselves, cut it down themselves, or if we're to take control of it.
What's the procedure for when there is an infringement on these shade trees? Is there a complaint goes to our manager first, or do they call you guys?
Sometimes it'll go either way. It's usually we notice that the tree is missing.
Okay.
And then we'll initiate, you know, an investigation to see as to what happened.
Yeah, because you have the whole inventory of all the shade
yes.
trees. Are, so,
yes.
Right, okay. And now, you work closely with the planning board sometimes, and...
Yeah, we're supposed to, yeah.
Do you? That was basically my ending question. I wanted to see kind of what the...
In the past we've had some discrepancies, you know, where we weren't involved. I think they worked them out, but going forward, I think it's they're going to work hand in hand. So
maybe at your meeting, you could suggest having a liaison to the planning board, at least to talk to somebody about something like
that. Yeah, I'll bring
that up
at the next meeting. Like I said, we have a meeting Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else, Bob? Final question I have, just as a thought. Since we had that snowstorm there on Halloween, we lost a lot of trees. Is there anything on the agenda upcoming to replace the trees that were shade trees that were lost?
Not to replace. We added a lot of trees in the past couple of years, and right now it's time to focus on maintaining the older trees.
Okay.
All right. So any funds that we get are going to probably go into its maintenance of the older trees.
Okay. So the trees that were lost, they're going to stay stumped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until further notice.
Until we get the funds to replace them, sure.
All right. Now, if a homeowner contacts you and offers, hey, you know what, I'll buy a tree, tell me what I can buy, is that all right?
Sure. Yeah, we have a list of trees from state trees, how would you say? State-authorized trees.
State-authorized
yeah.
trees.
Yes.
They're not money trees, are they?
No, they're not. The state has them.
Yeah, everybody wants those.
Since that storm came, I might be wrong, they're flowering pears. We lost just about everyone that we had in town.
Yeah.
They're going to be put back in?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, eventually. Okay. No. Can I ask the audience any questions?
Hey, is anybody would like to ask Mr. Sarita anything about trees?
Yes.
Mrs. Sloan.
I don't
I'm just, with this conversation, maybe people here in the audience don't actually know what a shade, what, it's not every tree in town that casts shade makes a shade tree. It's only the ones that are 4 feet or 6 feet off the...
Depending on the zoning, yes,
right,
yes. Just, they're in the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
And also on our inventory.
Right, right. But okay. You can donate the money for trees if you want to.
Sure. Or you can volunteer to join, too.
Well, there you go.
We're running low on members.
Miss Edna?
Where's the press? Is the press
here? Have pre-print prunes by somebody I know, like Sunshine.
Yeah.
Is that okay? I mean, they'll talk.
If it's a shade tree tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you pay for it, fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's absolutely fine, as long as it's by a certified tree expert.
Okay.
And we are aware.
Well, I just want to thank the Shade Tree Commission. I believe our town is a lot better with the work that you've done. You know, the way you've pruned a lot of trees for safety reasons and things of that nature. Nice job. Can't be easy. Okay. Sir.
One question. What is your budget for the Shade Tree Commission a year?
Our budget? it's last budget I remember seeing was about $13,000 and it was cut in half this last year. I'll find out at the next meeting. But last year I believe it was $7,000 or $8,000. But we also get a lot of grants to the state and other foundations that help keep us going.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too, sir. Next item on the agenda is our motion to open up the public participation time.
So moved. Second.
Would anybody like to come to the podium and speak loudly and clearly? Mrs. Sloan.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Susan Sloan. Uh-oh. Never mind. I really don't care. Because I can hear myself. This is not a... only thing I'm bringing it up is because I noticed it today, and it's not, I'm not casting anything, but just a comment. There were kids playing around an abandoned house on my street today, and I thought, well, what if those little kids, you know, what if they fall and hurt themselves? Now, I spent my childhood running around abandoned houses and barns and stuff, but times are different now, and I'm wondering, is the town... I know the cops aren't going to stand there with machine guns keeping the kids off this house. However, what are the ramifications if a kid gets hurt in an abandoned house? I mean, it's foreclosed, I think. I don't know what the status is. These kids are jumping off the porch and everything. What if one of them gets hurt? Whose responsibility is it?
Probably the property owner themselves, even though it's abandoned. It's got to be a bank that has that. I don't believe it's the town of...
I didn't
Washington
think of that.
Is assuming those properties.
I didn't think of that. I just worried.
Is that that red brick house?
Yeah, it's not real brick, but...
Well, it looks...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What street? Where is it?
Grand Avenue.
It's on Grand Avenue.
That can happen anywhere in this town. It's not... It's just that it came to mind that I just hope that the town isn't going to get viable or anything.
No.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't think of the...
Yeah. Certainly somebody should call the police, though, anytime they see kids playing like that.
No, the kids are playing. You can't...
Because they'll come out for a complaint. You know.
No.
After school?
I'm not... No, it only came to mind. They were playing. It's not the fact that they weren't damaging. There was nothing like that. It's just that what if one of them breaks a leg?
Yeah.
We'd crawl home and shut up, but, you know, these kids might not. Thank you.
Anybody else like to talk to us tonight? Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Name's Paul Jones.
I remember you.
Okay. I believe last November, during the election, there was an issue on an audit, and I haven't heard anything more about it.
Forensic audit?
Yes.
Okay.
I just don't know what the status might be.
The last update we had was from the outgoing manager. that the audit is going forward, and the completion date is on time?
Completion is on time. It's looking to be completed in May.
May, okay.
And they will present to council their findings.
Yeah, we don't have any details about the forensic audit until it's done.
Sounds good.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Hearing none, motion to close?
Motion to close.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. All right, ordinance. This is where it's, I'm going to mess up. Ordinance, the motion entertained to introduce ordinance 2-2012. And on final passage, we'll have the clerk read by title and publication statement. This ordinance is an ordinance to... Oh, you got to read that, right?
Dave?
All right. I need a motion to introduce...
So moved.
Second.
Second. Justin. Now, is this the time that you read?
Take out all those in
favor. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay.
Ordinance 2-2012, ordinance to exceed municipal budget appropriations and establish a cap bank.
Now at this time, I believe I can open this up to the public.
Yes.
Anybody would like to speak to us on this ordinance? Okay, let the record show no one.
Pat?
Councilman?
Yeah, I mean, if it's okay, just for the public's awareness, maybe we can have a... Our CFO happens to be here tonight, explain just the cap bank and how it works.
Would you like to do that?
That's fine. We will be introduced to ordinance, right? This is a public hearing and adoption. Basically, the way it works is we have a certain amount up to which we can increase budgets from prior year to this year. In this case, the cap ordinance says that unless the governing body votes, the limit is 2.5%. And when the law was passed, the intention was that the 2.5% will always be within the inflation level. However, inflation obviously outpaced the 2.5%, so the 2.5 now is the cap versus inflation percentage. And unless the governing body votes, that's what the limit is. And if you do vote, then we can budget up to 3.5% more than last year. And that relates to appropriation side, not to the revenue side. Revenue has a totally different cap. Now our budget is below the 2.5%, so we don't need a 1% excess in order to stay within allotted amount. But it's always a good policy to have this extra because that bank doesn't expire for 2 years. And in kind of looking forward, we don't know what's going to happen next year or the year after. It's always to have that reserve in case we need to go higher, but we don't need it for the 2012 budget as far as amount concerned.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So if this ordinance is defeated, it stays at 2.5.
Correct.
If we pass this ordinance, we're allowed to go to 3.5 over the previous year's final appropriations. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have any discussion, Council?
What's your recommendation, Natasha, as far as you could do?
I always recommend passing it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a cap that if you don't use it in 2 years, it expires.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cost associated
right.
with it. There's no obligation.
Mm-hmm. I think we did it last year.
Yes.
I remember. Okay. Thank you.
I see a member in the audience that changed their mind. You're good?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else in council have anything to talk about on this? Okay. Now, I'll entertain a motion on Ordinance 2-2012 to exceed the municipal budget appropriations.
So moved.
Second Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Any further discussion on that? No. Ask the clerk to do a roll call, please.
Sewell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Sawyer?
Yep. You need this?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep. Reports. The acting borough manager. Acting isn't the right description. This young lady is doing a phenomenal job. But anyway.
That's
got acting.
Oh,
that's all right. But anyway, we have the manager's report and the CFO report.
Motion to accept, is that?
So moved.
Second.
Second Torres?
Yes.
Any discussion on these reports? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Thank you. Committee reports, manager search subcommittee. Councilman Torres, I believe, is going to speak to this.
John, our chairperson, not feeling very well, so I'm going to speak on it just so everybody knows. Basically, we're doing a considerable amount of work, going through quite a number of, you know, people that did apply. However, some of them that we have looked at don't meet even the what was printed as our requirements. So we did get only a few new ones in that really were even entertaining right now. So basically, we are going to meet again this week, and we will try to get, you know, some more, you know, we are going to also redo the advertising, which is the low-cost advertising, which is, though, probably the best method, which is through the League of Municipality, which, you know, all, you know, government officials basically look to you know, for this type of position. However, as Patrick said earlier, we have a very capable person acting as our manager right now, and, you know, so we're not in any grave hurry, but we are pursuing that.
Councilman, do you have how many applicants that have come through your committee?
32.
32 have come through?
I think we sent out either 10 or 14 sets of questions.
Okay.
Yeah, we really need to advertise, yeah.
That's the first advertise. You're doing the second one coming
this
up.
This is now the second week.
How do you don't feel too confident in the amount of some of the applicants that you got this time?
No.
So you're going to do a second mailing to see what we have, weed some more out.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of applicants, no experience prior to?
Yeah, well, no government experience. There's quite a bit number of those. There's quite a number that are way above, you know, our... You know, any proposed amount that we want to pay is what the requirements of salary that are coming in. So, you know, these right away, you know,
if you can estimate a timeline, when do you estimate we can get a suitable candidate?
Well, that all depends. I mean, it might take quite a long time.
Yeah, okay.
The thing is, we do send out questionnaires, mm-hmm. and there have only been 3 or 4 questionnaires that have been returned and answered,
right.
because we don't send them to every candidate. So really, it's very slim pickings what we're getting right now. That's why we have to advertise again. But the good thing is it's the low cost, as I said. I believe it costs $85 or something.
$85.
So that's where we're headed next.
All right, Mrs. Sloan.
I just have a. At the end, do you think it would be proper to send people? All these applicants thank you, however we do. A little acknowledgement.
Yeah,
is that proper? That
came up
plan.
Once before, yeah.
Oh, good.
We've done that in the past, and we kind of wait till we go through the first round.
Right.
It's a good idea. It's low cost, sure. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Councilman, for the
thank you.
The update there. All right. Resolution 54-2012, self-examination of budget. What do I do here? I'm going to entertain a motion.
Go ahead, I'll make the motion.
Second.
John Valentine, second. Any discussion on this? Hearing none. We do a roll call? We'll do a roll call.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Jewell?
Yes.
Okay. We have resolution 56-2012, introduction of the 2012 municipal budget. I'll second that. Discussion on this resolution here.
Okay, I have something to say on it.
Very good. Councilman Torres.
Come to my attention that even though this budget is really a great budget, everything, the numbers are very good, It's not really a cost to taxpayers. However, I don't feel that comfortable going forward with the budget at this point yet, even to introduce it, even though we do have time to change certain things. But we're waiting for the shared service final actual total expenditures from last year for the police from Washington Township. So when we get those figures, I believe, you know, we've been waiting, so I believe that it's more appropriate to go forward at the time we have actual numbers, because that is quite a big part of our total budget that we, you know, actually, you know, do hand out. So I think that we should just hold off. We still are within the statutory limits of introduction, so we can wait until the next meeting. So I would propose to make a motion to do that.
Make a motion to do what?
To postpone the introduction to the following meeting, which would be March 20th.
Okay, so the only way that would happen if we defeat this resolution here tonight.
Yes.
So you have to vote against 56-2012.
Right.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this? So we'll take a roll call on resolution 56-2012, introduction of the municipal budget for 2012.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Boyle?
No.
Joel?
No.
Okay, that gives us more time to get the information we need.
Exactly.
What? Just for timelines, this will push us back past the April 3rd.
It will.
Right?
We'll introduce, we need to introduce by March 20th and March 8th. Or the next meeting after, which means the next meeting, whatever,
that's
March 8th, or the next
meeting.
Right. The following. So just if it's today, we have to do it next meeting.
Next meeting. Okay.
Which is within the guidelines.
We have not gotten all the numbers in from the police department?
What Councilman Torres refers to is at the last meeting, we asked them for the actual for 2010 and 2011, and they said it's quite an extensive process to associate all the costs and on and on and on. So I, you know,
are they going to be able to have
that? They'll be able to deliver it by the 20th. I'm not sure.
So that's my question to council. When do you want the information?
Well, again, I don't feel comfortable, and I don't know how the other council people feel, but I just do not feel comfortable when I don't have the actual numbers from last year, because when I make a budget, I like to see exactly what was spent. They might have leftover money that they didn't, you know, that we had budgeted for last year that they didn't even use. And I would like to be aware of that before I go forward with, you know, approving their budget. I mean, their budget is, from what it seems to be right now, could possibly be in line. However, you know, there's this, you know, possibility that there's money that's left over, so I want to make sure, and I want to see what the numbers
are. But if the funds left over, I mean, what are your intentions after you find out what the funds left over?
I don't know. We'll see what it is and decide then.
Okay. But fair enough.
I just need a timeline.
Timeline.
We do need to, we really should introduce at our next meeting,
right,
which is March 20th. So how does council want to proceed as far as giving their CFO, Todd, to get us the information, and then how do you want to receive it? Do you want to have a workshop? Do you want to review it before the 20th of March?
I would like to make a motion that we direct them as a council to produce what we're asking for within a certain deadline, okay? And in this way, whether it's a week, week and a half, we will have the numbers before we will proceed.
Can we say
and then we
can
still
Friday,
introduce on time.
For next Friday? Before the next meeting,
it's up to you.
Have a workshop, maybe.
Use logic sense. You know how much work's involved. I don't know. There's a lot of work involved.
I don't think.
Well, somebody's in the business.
Yeah.
It depends.
Depends on the person doing the work.
Exactly.
Okay.
Probably if you set a day for it, you can probably pull it in a day.
Now, keep in mind, if that date gets here and surpasses, we don't have any information. You know, this comes back on our table.
Then we'll have to sign.
Okay.
Just one thing. You know, I want to caution you, if we don't introduce next week, then we're in jeopardy of losing money, because the best practice, one of the questions in the best practice questionnaire that I have to fill out every year says, was the budget introduced on time, was the budget adopted on time?
Okay.
So
go ahead.
But if we adopt it, we still can request those figures, right?
Absolutely.
Right, so why don't we adopt it and still request the figures, just as a safeguard?
Well, no, I think that right now, we defeated that for tonight, and we're gonna wait till the 20th anyway. And this way, it's a statement by saying to them that we are, we want these numbers. Because otherwise, we may come back and get nothing back from Washington Township.
I think this is a wrong move. I think you should take the advice of Natasha. We still can introduce it and still request those numbers. So we are on the safe side. We are putting the budget in jeopardy by doing this. We're not proving a point to anybody.
We're not putting the budget in jeopardy whatsoever.
We still have till the next meeting, John.
Right.
Can't go past the next meeting.
Right.
And if they don't produce the numbers?
Well, we have to decide on the budget then.
Right, then we'll decide. We could introduce it then. And still have our public meetings and hearings after that, and then adopt it still on time. So this doesn't affect the regular budget timeline, and it will not affect what Natasha sent, with the state requirements. No, we know.
Okay, right. Thank you for that. All right. New business. Approval of Fire Department Member David Gittens.
So moved.
Second.
Second Torres. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody abstain?
Abstain.
Thank you, Mr. Councilman Jewell. Resolution 52-2012, which is a release of performance and surety bonds for Park Hill Apartments project. Okay, motion?
Make a motion.
Thank you, Councilman.
Second.
Second Torres. Any discussion on this? I see Andrew's on this. And Andrew has approved it, who's our borough engineer. Any further discussion? Do I do a roll or roll? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Thank you. Resolution 53-2012, release of site improvement performance bond for Gibson's Gym.
So moved.
Second.
Second Jewell. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Resolution 55-2012, appointing Christine Blanchard as acting borough manager.
So moved.
Second. Whoa, everybody's so moved at. I'm moved by that. Councilman Jewell, second. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right, thank you very much for that. Brings us to our vouchers.
Move repair vouchers.
Thank you, Councilman Valentine.
Second.
Second Jewell, thank you. Any discussion? And what page number? Good? Very good. We'll ask for a roll call on that, please.
Valentine?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes. The explanation from the Fire Department Rescue Squad Bill.
Torres?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep. Thank you. There's an add to the agenda, approval for a special ABC permit, Washington Fire Department, comedy show, April 21st, 2012.
So moved.
Yes, sir.
Second Torres, thank you. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Very good.
Good thing.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I'm seeing. All right. Do we have a recap?
The only thing is to reach out to Washington
Township,
CFO,
give
the acting number.
We know that's a very important step in our process here.
Oh, we're going to stipulate, too, a deadline in there, just to
make that clear. Can we do a conditional budget?
The deadline.
Yeah.
Give us an idea. Give the clerk direction.
Yeah. Maybe, Natasha, can you help us with what would you like to have these numbers to get to you by for enough time to have it introduced properly? Next Friday, or?
Next Friday is fine.
Next Friday being March 16th?
16th,
yeah.
Okay. That's good.
I mean, we haven't given them the 20th.
Right.
All right. March 16th.
Great. Thank you.
It's 9 a.m.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. That's big enough job to do anyway, right?
That's right.
All right, no more on the plate.
All right, fellas, what do you want to talk about? Councilman Valentine, appreciate you hanging in there, buddy.
I'm fine.
You good?
Yeah.
Councilman Torres?
Yeah, I just want to mention, too, that we are probably going to be scheduling next week sometime, towards the end of the week, a subcommittee meeting for the code book. So, you know, if there's any public, you know, that has information for us that we maybe want to discuss, we could also accept that. Other than that, no.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Jewell.
I'd like to thank everybody involved with the budget, with the exception of the police budget, because we haven't really hashed that out yet, but it looks good. I'm very happy with the numbers. Thank you, Christine, for stepping up. For acting borough manager, she's really doing an excellent job. Please come out to support the fire department for 21st. We're having a comedy show and beefsteak dinner. All you can eat and drink. See any for tickets or see any fire department member. It benefits the fire department, and it's a fundraiser for them. And that's it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I have really nothing to say. But thank you, everybody, for coming out here on this lovely night in March. Make a
entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Torres.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?